Madam Speaker, it's a privilege to share this body and this floor with the remarkable gentleman from Texas. I applaud him for his patriotism, his courage, and commitment to America. Madam Speaker, we've had a lot of debate on this resolution. I've listened to critics, and I find it quite interesting that the criticism is focused almost exclusively on what this resolution doesn't say rather than what it does. Let me review, if I may. The resolution says two simple things. We support the troops completely, wholeheartedly, now and in the future. And we disapprove of the White House's plan to deploy more than 20,000 additional combat troops to Iraq. That's what we're voting on today. And nothing said on this floor or in this chamber will change the fact that that's what is before us. I oppose the President's plan because it will embroil our troops even more deeply in a sectarian conflict. Some call this conflict a civil war. Some call this more complicated than a civil war. And either way, it's a conflict we cannot resolve and which ultimately cannot be resolved militarily. The President's plan to deploy more troops is simply not the answer. It cannot fix the three irretrievable mistakes made in 2003 when the administration insisted on debathification, dissolving the Iraqi army, and shutting down the state-run industries, throwing hundreds of thousands of Iraqis out of work and creating untold numbers of insurgents. The President's plan, hastily put together, is insufficient in a number of ways. It's insufficient in the requirements for progress it places on the Iraqi political system, the true center of gravity in this whole conflict. It's insufficient in the support it provides to our combat forces, both in terms of equipment as well as support forces. And it's insufficient in the amount of training time it allows for deploying units. As a result, under the President's plan, U.S. military forces will be less ready to go into during and after this troop increase, and sadly, they could be stretched to the point of breaking. Now, finally, I oppose the White House's plan because it will heighten the already unacceptable level of strategic risk currently facing our nation. Strategic risks that exist because our military is overcommitted in Iraq and is ill-equipped and ill-positioned to respond to emerging crises elsewhere in the world. And this worries me. It worries me deeply. I've been privileged to serve here in Congress slightly over 30 years. And over that time, 12 significant military contingencies have occurred in which our military have been involved. Each of them occurred in an unexpected place and at an unexpected time. It will happen again. Right now, we're not prepared as we should be for an unforeseen military threat. That worries me. Unfortunately, it is a magnificent, wonderful, courageous men and women of our military who will pay the price for that failure. Madam Speaker, we must send the White House a message that cannot be ignored. And that's what we are here today. I urge that we pass the Skelton-Lantos-Jones resolution. I yield back.